Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Winter is coming.
Our face down would look flattened like a single sculpture.
Someone snitched.
You want me? Earn me.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm in a dream.
That's right, Dolores. You're in a dream.
I am the one who knocks.
And now, Neil Zorin with What's on TV.
Hey, that's right. It's Dom time here. Neil Zorin, our TV guy, with us. Let's go right away to Neil to find out what's coming up on TV this weekend and beyond. Hey, Neil, welcome back. And what are you watching that we should be watching in the future?
Well, right now I'm watching, believe it or not, I'm catching up with You, which is about a stalker, but actually I'm getting quite fascinated by it. And it's a it stars Penn Badgley, and he is somebody who gets obsessed with a woman who is a customer of his in a bookstore, and just is able to find out a lot of information and follow her. And of course, sort of like a Dexter, becomes a little bit of a murderer. Not a little bit of a murderer. How do you become a little bit of a murderer? But so I've been watching that. I've been watching Dope Sick, which I'm liking, but I'm finding it a little bit pat, and I'm finding it also a little bit too willing to only show one side of the pharma industry, and also a palliative care, because I once interviewed the head of palliative care for the National Institutes of Health, and she said that pain is a real disease, and it needs to be treated, and it's treated by prescription on a regular basis, that it's not addiction. So let us, but of course, we all know what's happened with opioids and OxyContin. So that's one point of view about legitimate pain and doctor officiated prescription. So I'm finding the show interesting. I'm liking watching the way the marketing is manipulated in the script, but I'm also finding it a bit pat. I'm finding it that it is, you know, it's what you expect it to be, and that it basically reinforces the idea of what pharma does and what drugs do, and what OxyContin did, which is true for OxyContin, but still I'd like to see a little bit more back and forth and a little bit more of a challenge to it.
Yeah, attention. Well, the challenge, Neil, and I think you and I are in the same thing by what you said, we don't want to go so far here that people that use this can actually function and they need it. If not, then what happens is there's nothing else out there, at least at that point, that was going to do that for them. So there was a legit, and just to throw the baby out with the bathwater, these people will just be back in terrible pain.
Exactly, which is basically what the woman, I'm blank, I should have looked up the article, I certainly have it here, from the NIH said. I was working at the time for a multiple sclerosis organization, and when I was writing the article for their magazine about doctors telling people with MS that there's pain, MS doesn't cause pain, and of course the head of palliative care for NIH said, no, if you have pain, it's real. Whether the doctor says it's real or not, if you have it, it's real. And we talked about these things. So,
yeah, I got you.
That's exactly the thing. So while you want to put up the red flag and have people be cautious, and I know I've had surgery, and I've never been given OxyContin, but I haven't given Percocet. And I only take it when it's suturing. I can stand any pain except when the tissue knits together. But the point is, some people do need this all the time. And I just think that the show goes too far in the expected direction, and also I think it shows sometimes goes too deep in. While it's good to use the normal person, the average person is affected by this. I think sometimes it gets there's too many scenes at the dinner table. It reminds me of La Brea, where you know every other scene there's a prehistoric animal that comes up and somebody says run, and here you have the opposite. You have the folksy
scene. Neil, what is it that Neil Zorin is anticipating, even if it's a month from now or a couple? What is it we have to look forward out there that's the next big thing? Do you think in TV? Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking forward tonight to, actually it's Sunday, it's not tonight, for the return of Curb Your Enthusiasm, because it's one of my favorite shows, and I think I like its cynical style of humor. Down the road, I'm looking for the reboot of Dexter. I'm using a word I hate the word reboot, the revival of
yes.
Dexter on Showtime, and that's on November 7th. I'm glad to hear from somebody who was involved in the process, somebody who lives, by the way, in Delaware County, that Ozark has wrapped, add that it's all in post-production now, so I'm expecting a startup date in 2022 for that. And I'm looking forward to, believe it or not, but I'm probably going to be appalled by it, but there is a show coming on Netflix next Friday called Color in Black and White. Colin in Black and White, which is about Colin Kaepernick. I want to see how they tell this story. I mean, if the story becomes propagandistic and that he should have been signed by an NFL team and he's just a victim of his own craziness, I'm probably going to tune out after 5 minutes.
Neil, and the bottom line with you is what I like, because that's the way I look at these things. You want some challenge to this. You don't want it to be predictable to any show. And I think Ozark is one we like because there's a challenge with some of the, except for the wife. I don't think there is any challenge. She's pure, unadulterated evil. But I can't take my eye off her. As good as the others are, to me, she's the best there. Neil, Dan's telling me, too, something we're doing today, and we really want to get your opinion.
We got a TV critic on. We got to ask him.
Yeah, I got to. I mean, I'll be my God.
Okay, let's, our side question. I'm ready. Ask me.
The most influential TV show, however you see influence. I said All in the Family, but what do you say?
I would say All in the Family also, but I would have a couple of others. I'd have Hill Street Blues in there.
Oh, yes.
And I'd have because it was the first of the procedurals that really made that a genre. And I'd put The Sopranos in there because of what it did for cable. We talk about The Wire a lot. I put The Wire in there because it is sort of off network, and I think that's important. I'd put The Simpsons in there, because the one place that satire is allowed to exist without being canceled, without worrying about who owns the Quickie Mart, is The Simpsons in cartoons. And The Simpsons and The Family Guy, you can say everything, and it's fair-handed. They just satirize everybody. It's not like Saturday Night Live that wants to appeal to its woke audience and show those horrible musical groups every week that the woke audiences love.
Hey, Neil, that is great stuff. We could send you off to Captain Chuckie's if you were able to play, but where do we see you from 2 weeks from today, Neil?
You'll find me in the Delaware County Daily Times related newspapers, and also at neilspaper.com, and you won't find me watching the Squid Game anymore because I'm sick of it.
All righty. Thank you, Neil Zorn.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.